Good morning. Past 3 weeks since Easter Day really have been eventful days here at our parish, not only outside with all of the construction here, but here inside with multiple funerals. We have two more for this week, bringing up to six since Easter Sunday. We've had baptisms, a huge wedding yesterday, and then, of course, our first Holy Communion. Today, I think, maybe a few second Holy Communions in our midst right here. This has been a beautiful, a joy-filled time, and it reflects quite well the time that we're invited to remember in that early church, those first days of Easter. The scriptures this week highlight two of those important days, the biggest days of all of the New Testament, Easter and Pentecost. These are 2 days in the early church that radically changed not just the church at the time, but all of time, and indeed the whole world. The resurrection of the God-man and the revelation of God the Holy Spirit. And remarkably, what permeates these readings today and the writings of that day is not busyness and anxiety and frenetic activity, but a peace and a calm, a gentle excitement that is beyond our imagining. But this Sunday, it's worth imagining a little by looking for a moment at these scriptures, and I'd highlight 2 things. The voice of Peter and the approach of Jesus. The first reading we hear from Peter, it's Acts chapter 2. It's the Feast of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has just fallen on that upper room. We read that there's fire and there's wind and there's excitement. What a difference. That room had been so stuffed up with guilt and shame. They were hiding for days. And in that very space now, the Holy Spirit of God comes. There's thousands of people outside in Jerusalem for the feast. There's an awful lot going on. People think that these apostles must be drunk. There's all sorts of manifestations of God. And then we hear what was just read in the first reading. St. Peter speaks. And he speaks with a confidence and a clarity. He speaks with a heart full of charity and calm. And he says the following. Jesus, a man from Nazareth, mighty in wonders and signs and deeds. Jesus, delivered to us by a set plan of Almighty God. Jesus, the one we crucified and killed and buried. Jesus, he has been raised from the dead. Peter speaks the kerygma, the very substance of Christian faith, the kernel of faith and the good news. He says, this Jesus, he is the Lord. My friends, that voice of Peter is so important to hear. And if that early church did not hear that voice, I don't know where we would be. We're told that after hearing this proclamation, over 5,000 were baptized. The voice of Peter, with confidence and calm. You know, that voice still echoes. It's what makes us Catholic. I thought of this just in the past 24 hours because just yesterday and the day before, Peter Pope Francis, speaking in the very church where the Palm Sunday massacre occurred, with bloodstains still on the floor, with bullet holes still in the columns of that church. And he's speaking not with, oh my goodness, and frenetic message, but rather proclaiming Jesus Christ. Lord. Lord. The voice of Peter. So important to hear. So much could be said about our gospel, the road to Emmaus. It's a classic. But suffice it this morning to say that the approach of Jesus is significant. He doesn't approach these two disciples and say, hey, look, it's me. Victory. Look. In a certain sense, he plays dumb. He says, what are you talking about? Well, are you the only one who hasn't heard what has happened? Well, what sort of things? They speak. And then he speaks. And boy, does he have something to say. We're told by St. Luke that Jesus begins to open the scriptures for them. He breaks bread with them. And with a confidence and a calm, with a substance and a clarity, these men begin to realize that it is Jesus the Lord. Were not our hearts burning within us as he spoke to us on the way? My friends, I think we could use such grace and wisdom in our own day. There seems to be such great need. We live in a rather frenetic time. And whether it's the events of North Korea or the events of in-laws, whether it's teenagers or marriage problems, addictions or troubles, whatever it might be, we seem to be a people far more familiar with heartburn than burning hearts. And that's a problem. Not a problem of Christianity or a problem in the Lord, but a problem that the Lord himself can address. And Easter offers that remedy. Not in the form of another pill or even in church, you know, piety, but the remedy of certain hope, the remedy of right faith. And there's a lot of wrong faith out there. The remedy perfect love. My friends, we need those gifts. And in a nutshell, that is the gift of Easter. Our second reading today is from St. Peter as well. And that first letter of Peter was written specifically for the newly baptized Christians. And maybe even if we're not newly baptized, it continues to address each and every one of us. Peter refers to the people as sojourners. Sojourners, pilgrims, people in a passing time, people on the way. And this is what he says. During the time of your sojourning, conduct yourselves with reverence. Realize that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. My friends, may that good news be more fully realized this week, so that we may more fully realize the gift of these Easter days. Until that happens, until we fully realize the gift of Easter, we will not know the lasting peace of the good news. May God spare us from that, and may He give us that gift of His Holy Spirit to more fully realize what we do. God bless you.